Gigabyte Aura 17 review. Lots of oomph with lower key specs. By Brandon Neinsted in PC World on June 7th. Reader's note, references to charts that could not be verbally reproduced were removed. This eagle soars with one big bird-brained drawback. At a glance, experts rating 4 out of 5 stars. Pros, solid performance. Big, high refresh rate display. Great keyboard. Cons, low screen brightness. Giant trackpad can be finicky. Bulky DC jack takes up mousing space for righties. Our verdict? Despite slightly underwhelming specs, the Aura 17 provides a high-performance gaming experience with a side of high refresh rate. Price when reviewed, $3,299.98. At first glance, the pricey, powerful new Gigabyte Aura 17 is a bit of an odd bird, boasting neither the most powerful NVIDIA RTX graphics nor the highest-end Intel Core i9 processor. This seems like it might be a shoe-in for video editing and design work. With a 90% screen-to-body ratio, the footprint of this device would have been in the 15-inch class only a few years ago, making it TARDIS-like in its bigger-on-the-inside feeling. The styling leans towards gamer chic, from its sharp angles to its RGB programmable keyboard to its ports. And then there's the screen. Gigabyte put in a gloriously fast 1080p 360Hz IPS panel. You won't be editing native 4K video on this screen, but if you're a gamer who demands high refresh rates on the go, the Aura 17 is a competitive entry. Specs and features. Our review unit has an Intel Core i7-12700H processor and an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3080 Ti GPU. This combination makes it quite a capable gaming machine. It's packing 32 gigabytes of RAM and a 1 terabyte PCIe NVMe SSD as well. The display is a 17.3-inch HD resolution screen with a high 360Hz refresh rate. For further details, take a look at the spec list below. CPU, Intel 12th generation Core i7-12700H, 6 performance cores, 8 efficiency cores. RAM, 32 gigabytes, DDR5 4800 in dual channel mode. GPU, NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3080 Ti at 130 watts GDP. Screen, 17.3-inch 16x9 HD resolution display with 360Hz refresh. Storage, 1 terabyte Gigabyte AG470 PCIe Gen 4 NVMe SSD. Networking, Wi-Fi 6E with Intel AX211 2.5G Ethernet. Size and weight, 15.7 width by 10 inches deep by 0.94 by 1.1 inch height. 5.95 pounds plus 1.4 pounds for power brick. Battery size, 99 watt hours. Ports, 2 USB-A 3.1, 1 Thunderbolt 4, mini display port 1.4, HDMI 2.1, Ethernet, analog headset jack, DC in. Price, $3,299.95. Keyboard and trackpad. The keyboard in this big 17-inch Gigabyte is surprisingly good, and not just for gaming either. With full-size keys on the numpad and natural key spacing, I feel like this could be used to power through spreadsheets and term papers as well as anything. This keyboard makes the Auris 17 a great pick for anyone who has to juggle numbers frequently. If I were to pick any nit, it'd be the slightly shrunken right shift key, which was a bit of an annoyance, but one I adapted to with practice. The per key RGB on the Auris 17 is pretty stunning, with some impressive built-in effects and super smooth transitions. Of course, it's a quick key combo, function plus space, to flick it on or off as the circumstances require. The trackpad, on the other hand, is a bit fiddly. It's a big MacBook-sized number with the Windows Precision driver. Sensitivity is good and gestures work well. For my use patterns, I found it was far too large and I brush it with my palms quite often, dislodging the cursor when I wasn't typing. I had a much easier time after tuning sensitivity and turning off features like tap to click. Audio subsystem. Despite its compact for a 17-inch billing, the Auris 17 still makes room for some decent-sounding speakers. The DTS X-powered speakers can ably play podcasts or music. Bass is audible, and the mids and highs come through strong, but you're going to hear some distortion once you venture past the 75% volume mark. Obviously, if you're hoping to crank in-game audio, the speakers have to compete with the loud fans. Unfortunately, the fans will win out. You want to get some headphones. Webcam. It used to mean that having a bezel-free screen meant putting up with a camera at an awkward angle. Gigabyte retained skinny bezels by putting the Auris's camera equipment up in a protruding lip, a neganotch, if you will. It lets the HD camera be a bit bigger, pack in the requisite sensors for Windows Hello login, and even the microphones. The camera does an acceptable job of putting your mug on the World Wide Web for all to see. It makes me look way more pasty than I actually am. Additionally, even in bright light, this 720p unit annihilates detail in a way that makes me think of a skin-smoothing beauty mode. It's better than nothing, MSI, but it's a far cry from what's available as an external attachment. Build quality and acoustics. Like many computers in the gaming category, the choice to stick with a matte black plastic does a lot for a laptop. Sure, it doesn't feel as premium as aluminum or magnesium, but it's durable, doesn't get hot to the touch, and tends to age well. The only major downside is that, like on most black gadgets, you're likely to see fingerprints build up. In this case, most noticeably, on the Auris 17's keycaps and trackpad. The Auris seems solidly built, although its blend of thinness and a big deck size definitely feels less rigid than something with a smaller footprint. Thankfully, the plastic chassis keeps the keyboard in check, even when typing vigorously. I never noticed keyboard deck flex. You'll have to press mighty hard to notice any kind of deformation of the top case. ports are placed on either side of the computer with nothing along the rear edge. It's nice to see a fully featured Thunderbolt 4 port here, especially one that can use USB-C PD for charging. Unfortunately, your other charging option is a chunky right-angle DC barrel plug, which protrudes quite a bit on the right-hand side. While southpaws will likely never notice, the majority of gamers might be annoyed. I certainly was, as it ate into valuable mousing area on a smaller desktop. Part of the Aorus's near 6-pound weight is due to its massive cooling system. 6 copper heat pipes make sure heat is dissipated quickly, and huge vents ensure airflow is never an issue. In one of its standard modes, you'll definitely hear the fans whirring away thanks to a mild, high-pitched whine that's noticeable whenever there's air on the move. Thankfully, if you activate the quiet/battery-saver performance mode in the Gigabyte app, the Aorus 17 becomes as mild-mannered, well-behaved, and chill as an Ultrabook. Display. The headline feature here is Aorus's 17.3-inch 360Hz screen. While it's only a 1080p panel, it's IPS and has a claimed 72% NTSC color gamut. Viewing angles are solid, with little to no color shift found off-axis. I found that in more recent AAA games like Halo Infinite and Forza Horizon 5, you'll get nowhere near the top frame rate out of this screen. If those are the kinds of games you play, it might make sense to go for something with a lower refresh rate, say 120Hz. But if you're into esports titles, you're in for a real treat here. 360Hz in Rocket League was an eyeball-tickling experience on the Aorus 17. If there's any area where this screen is a letdown, it's the brightness. We measured only 250 nits peak brightness, making it way dimmer than other laptops in this category. If you mostly use your computers indoors under controlled lighting, that might not matter. But if you're hoping to enjoy this matte 17-inch screen outdoors or near windows, you'll quickly find that there's not quite enough brightness to cut through the glare. Upgrades. Like any 12th gen Intel-based gaming laptops, the Aorus 17 has a bit of room to grow. Although it has a capacious 1TB NVMe SSD as standard in this configuration, you'll find another unpopulated M.2 slot waiting for more storage. The stock configuration has socketed RAM as well, featuring 32GB of DDR5 4800 RAM on 2 16GB DIMMs. I think that many people will never need much more RAM than that, but it might put you at ease knowing this machine can accommodate up to 64 gigs in the future. Performance. You're not only here to read about M.2 slots and DDR5, you probably want to know how this big laptop performs. Let's start with Maxon's Cinebench R20, which uses the company's Cinema 4D engine to push the CPU to its limits. This test favors more powerful CPU cores. With 14 cores and 20 threads, the Gigabyte's i7-12700H processor has plenty of oomph to handle multi-threaded tasks. Although other laptops in this price class feature a slightly faster core i9, the Aorus shows is no slouch. So, You got plenty of cores to push around. How about single-core performance? Thankfully, the R20 benchmark measures that as well. This benchmark gives you an idea as to how the Aorus 17 will perform when using standard general computing apps like web browsers or Microsoft Office. The Gigabyte scores about the same as other laptops with the Core i7 12th Gen processors. The MSI GE76 Raider has a little more power due to its Core i9 12th Gen processor. Thanks to all its cores and ample cooling, the Aorus 17 chews through video encoding like a kid devouring celery and peanut butter at snack time. For our standard video encode test, we use Handbrake to crunch down a 1080p Blu-ray rip for use on an Android tablet. The Aorus encoded a video in just 16 minutes, which is nothing short of impressive. These 12th gen machines are great for video encoding, making it perfect if you keep a Plex library as a hobby. 3D gaming performance. Let's take a look at 3D gaming performance, shall we? To start, we ran the 3DMark TimeSpy 1.2 benchmark. Thanks to its NVIDIA RTX 3080 GPU, the Aorus kept pace. However, it was marginally slower than similar models, likely because of its lower-than-average 130-watt TGP power envelope. The only recent machine to outperform the Aorus 17 was the MSI GE76 Raider, which has a faster clock NVIDIA chip and an i9 processor to boot. In our older Rise of the Tomb Raider benchmark, the Aorus 17 was more than up to the task. It scored 149 frames per second in the 1080p very high test, which was only a bit slower than the other RTX 3080 Ti equipped machines. In our intensive Metro Exodus benchmark, the Aorus came in a bit behind the pack, but not by much, showing that the slightly weaker GPU can still put up a fight. We found that it didn't rack up higher numbers when running in a dedicated gaming power mode. That's because the computer's default AI boost rather deftly switches modes without user intervention. This is awesome because it's one less thing users need to fiddle with. You'll see great performance if you simply keep the computer's default setting. Battery life. Unfortunately, despite its big 99 watt-hour battery, the powerful components and big display are a drain on the Aorus 17. During our standard battery rundown test, in which we run a 4K video on loop, the Aorus 17 barely made it to 6 hours of runtime. While you'll probably get more time working out of the battery if you're careful, don't count on watching movies on a long-haul flight without your charger. Anecdotally, under a light workload, I lost around 10% every hour. That's with a bunch of Edge tabs open, OneNote running, and a YouTube video playing in the background. Conclusion? The latest Gigabyte Aorus is far from a disappointment. Although on paper, it might not seem as impressive as its peers with its lower wattage NVIDIA GPU and i7 instead of an i9. In reality, this package still packs a wallop. Its big screen is a bit dim and the port layout's a bit of a mess. But on the whole, the Aorus 17 is a competitive laptop that shines when it comes to gaming. You're getting a big screen, high refresh rate experience on the go.